Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Good morning. Welcome to the Coffee House. I hope you're doing well. We're into a heat wave. We'll see how long it actually lasts. Pretty hot here yesterday, at least for us, okay? But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So honestly, I'm really not complaining. I was able to get some good rest last night. I had to have two fans blowing on me, but slept pretty good and was up very early starting business, before 7 o'clock my time. So very, very productive morning already. So come on in, sit down, relax. I'm going to put on some music and get my daddy going here. And, welcome to the Coffee House. I'm going to start out today's show with Neil Soldier and her piece, Sister Girl.
Body and soul.
morning and evening is to cool his belly and to warm the shell on his back. But only the wood of the sandalwood tree has the power to cool his belly. So the little turtle longs with all his might to climb onto a sandalwood log and place his belly in the hollow in order to cool it, while exposing his shell to the sun in order to warm it. But by the laws of nature, the little turtle rises to the surface of the ocean only once every 1,000 years. And even when he does so, the ocean is vast, the turtle is small, and floating logs are few. If he should happen to find a floating log, it is seldom made of sandalwood. And even if he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, it rarely has a hollow in it the size of his belly. If the hollow is too large, he will fall in, and there will be no one to pull him out. If the hollow is too small, he cannot place his belly in it. The waves will wash him away, and he will sink back down to the bottom of the ocean floor to wait another 1,000 years. Even if, against all odds, he should happen to find a floating log, and it is made of sandalwood, and it has a hollow in it the size of his belly, he has only one eye. His vision is distorted. If the log is floating eastward, he perceives it as floating westward. If the log is floating north, he sees it as floating south. The harder the little turtle tries to climb onto the log, the further away from it he goes. Thus he always moves away from the log and can never approach it. So the young man returned to the wise old man without the turtle floating on the sandalwood log.
Old man, you tricked me. I couldn't find a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
Then, young man, you have found the secret to happiness. We cannot see our own eyebrows, which are so close, nor the heavens in the distance. Likewise, we do not see that happiness exists in our own hearts. Searching for your happiness outside your own life is as elusive as finding a one-eyed turtle floating on a sandalwood log.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, it's afternoon some places that listens to Flava News Radio. So good afternoon to you, and welcome to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. Come on in, sit down, relax. I'm going to play some great music for you, throw out some thoughts. You know me, I always have to, you know, share what's on my mind. And, you know, I just really want to welcome you. I want to let you know how much I appreciate you and for supporting Flava News Radio. You know, I've had a lot of things on my mind lately, how to be better, how to be smarter, how to gain more exposure, build a financial foundation to work from in support of artists. You know, so much is on my mind right now. And, you know, the possibilities, you know, are endless. The capabilities are right there at my fingertips, you know. But when I talk about artists getting paid, I really want to put together some things that I know for sure that Flava News can support the artists getting paid. And just really, really exploring how that can be. Wanting to take things to the next level, that's a challenge, isn't it, when it comes to, you know, being on a certain level of being a small business, being somebody who's part of this industry, to being that creative soul that's the product that we try to support. I know it's possible. I know that things are going to happen. I just need to, you know, just get focused and, you know, and just know what it is that I can do for sure and kind of maybe narrow it down. Yeah, I think that when you're all over the place and you try to do too much, it kind of frustrates you, and I think maybe that's where I kind of got. I was a little overwhelmed because I'm so excited. I'm so passionate about the artists that come my way. I think they're amazing talents. I do, and I know that so much of, you know, what stops them from going further is having a financial support to complete projects or, you know, to obtain services that are going to help them and, you know, and this, that, and the other. So don't mind me. I share. I share from my heart. I wear my heart on my sleeves. I like to process out loud. And a lot of it stems from conversations that I have with other people in the industry. So a lot of times when you see me post or talk about things on the radio shows, it stems from conversations. But a lot of people don't want to go public, you know. You get criticized for that, be called a whiner, a complainer, or, you know, letting people know too much. And I just believe in honesty, you know. I believe that there are people out there that can relate, because if they weren't sharing their thoughts with me, I wouldn't be talking about them, right? So anyway, you know, but I'm good. I went out the other night with my business partner, and had an amazing time. It was kind of business, but it was kind of fun. You know, heard some good jazz, heard some great underground conscious hip-hop. I love conscious hip-hop. I just do. It makes sense. It was so much fun the other night. So shout out to my hip-hop friends that I saw at the Columbia City Theater, Julie C., Santonio Bandanas, Jamil Suleiman. Ran into, you know, well, CB4, he was DJing for Julie C, amazing DJ. You know, and Corvus Blackburn and all the other, you know, artists and people a part of the hip-hop community. You know, it was great seeing you guys. So, anyway, it was just good stuff. Then, you know, was out and about yesterday. Networking and handling business, and you know, it was a good day. So I think that it was just good for me to just stop and actually just enjoy, you know, people that I'm a part of this entertainment artist community with. I think it was really, really good for me. So let me just jump out there and play some more music. Shh, don't tell anybody, because I promised this artist that I was going to let her know ahead of time when I play her music. I don't do a playlist. Maybe shame on me, huh? So shh, don't tell her I'm playing her music without telling her. This is an exciting artist up in Vancouver, Canada. Her name is Dahara September, and this is her brand new piece, You'll Find Your Way.
beginning. Tender like a rare prince beside. Take your time, and when you're done, then baby, I'll share with you mine. Breathing in one another's existence, the sense of you makes me feel brand new again. Can't begin to express how much this love is taking me. I've got something just for you.
It's a surprise.
Only the night will approve.
I know you'll be waiting.
In this last set, I played Dahara September out of Vancouver, Canada with You'll Find Your Way. Then I brought you back down here to the Pacific Northwest where I am. This man is absolutely amazing on the guitar. I played E. Pruitt with his piece Compression. And then closing out that set with Paris Tune and Mother's Favorite Child with their piece called The Gift. I hope you're doing well this morning. You know, I hope that you woke up this morning knowing that you're blessed, especially in just taking that first breath, right? Sometimes I think that we forget to acknowledge the simple things that make our world work, that matter, you know. And there are many people out there that have health concerns. There are many people that don't even get to see another day. You know, there's so much craziness going on in the world right now. And I just really would encourage us, you know, all of us, even including myself, just to, if nothing else, stop at some point during the day and just acknowledge the blessings. Because there's so much recognition put on the negative that's going on in the media. We enhance it even more, you know, by talking about it, about sharing it, and all of that. And, of course, there's topics that need to be discussed, definitely. I do not discount that. But there's some things that, you know, the attention is put too much onto it that I think that it almost manifests more of it. And I would just love to see us embrace the goodness of this world, you know, of our families, of ourselves, our communities. If we could just embrace what's going on that's right, you know, then maybe we can manifest more. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if the way that I think just even makes sense to people, you know, but it makes sense to me. So I guess all that I can really, really do is just, you know, practice what I preach, right? I've been doing, you know, as I talked about a little bit ago, you know, processing and how I can do things better and smarter. And, you know, there are things that you have to do to brand yourself. There are definitely, you know, you want to make sure that you're making good, solid connections, good connections, because the connections that you have are a reflection of who you are. You know, even though you may not realize it in the beginning, you know, you want to try to make as best of connections that you associate your name with, you know, out there. And I'm blessed. There's some amazing people doing some great, great things and doing them in different ways. And so it's pushed me to kind of think outside of my box as far as how we can tie several different types of artistry or something in this industry together to make something. And so I'm in talks with, you know, hair salon, you know, club owners. I have a dear friend, BC, who has an incense body oil business, you know, and just creating some things, packages and this and that, to be able to sell and market, you know, some art. And I was watching my girl Jade cut hair yesterday at her salon. And I'm telling you, I never really thought about it before, but that's some art. She really takes her time in how she cuts the hair and, you know, flat irons it and everything. And the people that I saw her do their hair walked away just looking beautiful. I mean, it was like perfect and polished. And I was like, I was just really, really impressed. And I never really even thought about that. Even though I probably would verbally say to you that a hairstylist is an artist. But, man, yesterday it really, really showed me how much of a really, really good hairstylist is really honestly an artist of hair. And she took a lot of thought and concern. So Flava News is really, really excited about what we've got in the works, you know, with Redwood Salon and Spa to Redwood LLC. And, you know, you'll see some exciting posts coming up here in the near future in conjunction with that particular entity. They own two businesses, and they're very active in the arts community and want to become even more active and more supportive to the independent artists. So you'll be seeing some things there. And, you know, you just never know what you can put together that makes sense, really what you can put together. I think that you also need to really be aware of who you're marketing to and how you market it to those people. It's really surprising who's paying attention. I mean, even the other day when I was, you know, just kind of putting my posts out there and expressing my thoughts, you know, about what's going on in my world to, you know, as I said earlier, conversations that I've had with other people in the industry, the people who all reached out to me behind the scenes in regards to those posts are doing some great things out on the East Coast. Really surprised me. I was really honored, actually, that they paid attention to me that closely, that they privately reached out to me. You never know. You never know who's paying attention, you know, and I think that they know and feel my sincerity of what I do, you know, and honestly, I guess I can honestly say that they care, you know, and so I'm not going to mention any of their names, but, you know, I appreciate you, you know, the two of you reaching out to me separately and, you know, and allowing me to process and allowing me to have some hard conversations and allowing, you know, to me to have you guys as a support system now for Flava News and Lady Flava. So, just pay attention. Pay attention to know who you really are. Pay attention to what you want people to see out of you. And pay attention that whoever you associate yourself with is a reflection on you. I'm going to jump back into some new music. Let's see, what song do I want to play? I think I'm going to play In the Groove by Brian Christopher and Micah Chevalier.
time it is. Oh, snap. Are you serious? Yo.
It's 4:15 a.m. as I look over at the clock right next to my bed, a bed that you're not in. I'm pulling on my sheets trying to get myself comfortable. I readjust my pillow. I'm miserable, it's hot in here. Seems like the walls are sweating. I open up my window, but that ain't working either, cause it ain't no breeze blowing tonight.
Hold up.
Oh, I thought I heard my phone, which is crazy because my phone ain't even on. I sit back on my bed, put my hand on my head, as I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Could it be I'm falling so deep?
I'm falling so deep
that I can't even sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even speak.
So I guess I gotta sing it to you, girl.
Cause I'm gonna leave you to fly. I'm gonna leave you to fly.
Like I don't have no air to breathe. Being away is choking me, baby.
Every time I leave you to fly.
Pacing the floor trying to get myself together, thinking about you constantly. I just can't seem to shake you. Tell me what could make you do the things you did to me and say the things you said.
Whatever you're doing is working, cause I just can't keep my head.
Your mobilization is what you put on me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm tripping cause it ain't me.
Wait, hold up. I gotta get it together, man.
I wanna stop, but it's feeling way too good. The way that you got me, you came and straight rocked me.
As I'm trying to make
I leave your side, I feel as if anybody. She put it on me so good I can't even think. I guess I just gotta sing the way I feel.
You heard Brian Christopher and Micah Cavalier with their piece In the Groove, going out to Detroit to Coco St. James with Have This Dance, and closing out that set with Every Time by Abdul Hall down in California. My daughter's got me cracking up over here. She's like, don't you dare say anything on the radio. But anyway, my girls and my son Michael and my niece KK, they had fun hanging out last night. Then two of them are off to do mixed fit with a family member who does a mixed fit class. But it's taking place out at the Redwood LLC that you've heard me talk about on the show. They're doing a variety of things and even a mixed fit class. So anyway, I'm just kind of laughing in the background because she's just, yeah, it was pretty funny. I went to sleep last night. I didn't hear anything, but they had a good time down here. But how is everybody? I hope you're doing well. You know, I'm definitely willing to open up the phone lines if anybody has anything to say, if you've got something that you want to promote. The call-in number is 347-811-1189. I was thinking about, you know, again, some of the conversations that I've been having and, you know, with other people. And one of the things that, you know, one of the gentlemen's, you know, reached out and said, you know, to be a part of this industry, it's very difficult to make money at it these days. It's not like back in the day. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we've got the internet. And because we have easy access to information and everything, there aren't necessarily jobs out there that pay or, you know, not jobs that pay, but, you know, ways to make the money because artists or, you know, different, you know, entities in this industry, you know, have easy access to things now. Music can be digitally downloaded. Books can be digitally downloaded. You can create things online and put it out that way at, you know, just a click away, you know, hitting that mouse and typing a few things or whatever. And so he said you need to be very strategic about how you go about doing things online. He says it's very difficult to make money from doing shows unless you have an investor, you know. And so it's like how many of us are in a position that we can actually get people to sponsor or invest in what we're doing. People, they want to see numbers. They want to see, you know, proof that people are paying attention and following you. Most investors want you to already have finances to work from before they'll give you more finances, you know. And so it's like this catch-22, you know, in being a part of this industry. My whole idea when I decided to build Flava Coffee House and the Flava News movement and all of that is for us to come together as a group of people and to support each other. I think that sometimes people kind of get it misconstrued as to why I say, you know, if you were to give a dollar a month, if you were to give $5 a month, how that could grow, you know, something into being bigger. And I don't think that you understand the power of even just a dollar by the masses. You know, it could set us up to do showcases in different locations around the United States. It could set us up to be able to financially help an artist complete a project. It could help us with travel expenses to, you know, help an artist get to some place, to be able to get in front of a new audience and perform. I mean, it can just open up the possibilities for anything and everything. But it's a challenge. It's really a challenge to figure out what it is that can be said or done to, you know, to gain a financial support. You know, I've got a very large following here on Flava News Radio, which I'm so extremely grateful for. And that matters. It really does matter because even with more hits to the radio show, I get paid by Blog Talk Radio, which goes into the bank account, you know, to help build the foundation for Flava News. You know, it has put me in a position to be heard and recognized by some people that are doing things on a larger scale. You know, and I was having a conversation with an artist this morning, and it's like, okay, who should benefit from my connections or the things that I can do, you know? And that's kind of challenging. That's kind of challenging right now as to who, you know, who should really benefit from the hard work that I have put in. You know, so I just want to put that out there. How do you build a movement? you know, I've had this conversation even with my daddy, who's a retired Baptist minister. It's like, how do you build a church? How do you get people to believe? How do you get people to come into the door, whether it's a structure that looks like a church or whether it's a gathering space? You know, how do you get people to come and believe? How do you get people to, you know, tithe and put money into the offering plate to grow the church? You know, because we know that there are a lot of ministers out there living pretty large, you know, off of what they get from the members of their church. But there are also ministers that sincerely take that money to help build the church. It costs money to have pews. It costs money to have hymnals and Bibles and, you know, to turn the lights on at the church, you know. And I don't think that people really think about that. Nothing that we do is free, nothing, you know. And from, you know, being on the internet costs somewhere. To have the tools that we use to even get on the internet, that costs money. To have cell phones and cell phone services, it all costs money. There's very little out there that is free, you know. And so, you know, how do we build a movement? How do we grow this? How can we, you know, be able to put ourselves and put artists into a better position, you know, to, you know, get their music mixed and mastered, get their books proofread and copywritten. You know, how do we get these things, these tools that are needed to have a polished look, have a polished sound, have a polished presentation and presence? And that's what my goal is to not go out and buy leopard print. If you know that if you know anything about me, you know I love leopard print. This is not about me going and buying me some leopard shoes or going out to dinner and partying. You know, there are artists that I've helped support behind the scenes that you don't even know about. I try as much as possible to purchase their products, even though I should get it for free because of what it is that I do for them. But I try to find my own way to financially support what artists are doing here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States. I'm trying to grow a movement. I'm trying to show that I believe in you, and I'm trying to build something with you so we can do this on a larger scale. I see the phone lines are lighting up, so let me take the first call. All right, Mr. DeLon White from Houston, Texas. Hey. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Great show.
So what's going on, my friend? What caused you to hit that number one button there?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say thank you, really, for everything that you're doing. And really, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is a simple thank you. You know, because I know that you put so much energy into what you do and, you know, what you try to do for others. You're pretty selfless. You know, you always want to put everybody else first. So, you know, I think that in the least, you deserve a big thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, DeLon. And, you know, and I appreciate being able to have open and honest conversations with you, you know, behind the scenes and all. And, you know, that matters. You know, for us to lie and say that this isn't a hard industry to be a part of and to not have some kind of feelings behind it, you know, there are definitely those great days where it just feels good and those other days that it just sucks. It's frustrating. And for people to act like this is all peaches and cream, it just is not. And I think it's good to have the conversations, whether it's privately, you know, between you and I on the phone, or if it's publicly here on Flavor News Radio or in a post. Let's have those hard conversations so we can get past that and try to figure out what the resolution to it is. And I think that people just don't like to be honest. They don't. Yet the same conversation happens over and over and over in regards to, you know, if something is, you know, really working or not. And one of the things I think DeLon and I had mentioned to you in conversation, I'm kind of tired of feeling like I waste time. And the more opportunities that come my way takes on new responsibilities. And it is time consuming. And so I have to learn how to balance things between my family. You know, I'm a full-time caretaker of my father. I help with my grandchildren. You know, my children, even though they're all adults, they still need their mama. And, you know, on top of doing what I do with Flava News and supporting the artists that I directly work with to the masses that I try to provide a platform for. And right. So it's like, oh, my goodness, you know. And if anybody is following me, I became frustrated. I became very, very frustrated because I'm like, does it even matter what I do, you know? And I think that artists must feel this way, too. Sometimes it's like, okay, are people really paying attention to what I'm creating? And so, you know, so I think it's important. You know, I know that there are people who have opinions about how I handle things. Some think I'm angry. Some think I'm a whiner or a complainer or whatever. I would just like to say I feel like I'm just honest. You know, I'm just honest about how I think and feel. And, again, it's based off of not only my own feelings, but conversations that I have with other people.
Right. So. You know, I mean, that's, I can attest to that. You know, music is very frustrating. You know, it's a lot. It's work. You know, and at the end of the day, I guess what you put into is what you get out of it. And there's some things that I have to correct about myself. You know, when it comes to how I'm handling what I'm doing, or you know, how I'm going about things. That's what I would say to that.
Well, I think that we all can, you know, do more. I do. I think that we can all do more, you know, out there and do better. But I think that there, you know, I think that also we need to understand what it is that we're capable of doing. And sometimes it's very challenging, you know, like you and I have had this conversation, you know, you have a wife and children that you have to be responsible for. What a single artist, you know, who doesn't have those responsibilities maybe can do more than you can, you know, just because they don't have to worry about, you know, the financial means to take care of a family. And so, you know, how do you go about, you know, creating when you have that natural talent like you do, DeLon? I mean, I feel for you. I don't have the answers, and I think that's my frustration is I want to have answers. I'm a control freak. Let's just put it out there. Lady Flava is a control freak. That's why I do it by myself. You know, that's why I do this stuff by myself, because I have a vision of how I want it to be. And somebody has not come along at this point that kind of gets my vision, and somebody, I'll be honest, to trust to be a part of what I'm trying to build. As far as a partner and all. And so, you know, I want to be able to do more. You know, I want to be able to help out a DeLon White, you know, get into the studio and create some amazing music with that God-given voice. You know, I want to be able to help, you know, Kiana, you know, to put her book out there that has amazing stories in her poetry that are heartfelt and need to be heard. I want to be able to do certain things, and sometimes I feel like my hands are tied, yet I just trudge along and I keep trying to do that. DeLon, stay on the phone with me. There's another person I need to bring in before I lose them.
Sure.
All right, caller from the 216. Welcome to the coffee house.
Hey, Flavor, this is Leo.
How are you, Mama?
I have no complaints at all. How are you, girl?
Well, you know what? You know me. I just, you know, outspoken and speak my mind.
Well, it's yours.
So do you have any thoughts on what I was talking about, Neil?
You know what? I've been listening to you guys, and I've been in the industry for a long time. I've been in theater, I've been in radio, live performances, spoken word, gospel, you know, every genre except probably hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, The two things that we need to be mindful of as independent artists is, one, that word, independent. It can hurt you and it can kill you. I mean, it can kill you if you're so independent that you don't have the right mindset to be able to work with others. And we don't support each other. You know, there are, I know of amazing engineers, and yes, your work is worth $10,000 an hour, but the independent can't pay you $10,000 an hour.
Right.
You have singers who are worth $150 an hour, but the independent can't pay $150 an hour. And sometimes we shoot a foot on our way up. It's not that you're diminishing your worth. It is understanding that you have to build an increase of value on worth as you work and go forward. I'm not going to get $10,000 to somebody out of the job, but if I find somebody who's worked with people along the way and built up that rapport and that work ethic, then you're worth it.
Right.
The other thing is, by helping each other with the independent, is to be more willing to work with each other in and out of the studio. Support each other. Promote your own music. Make sure you promote other people's music. Buy music if at all you can. You know, I'm in the best position you are. I have a radio show now. But at the same time, I'll turn around and buy it. If somebody is really, I'll buy it for them. You know, we need to support each other, because we have come into this age of free-for-all. Everything $3.99. You know, nobody wants to pay for it. So artists are forced to do music and create free downloads just to keep their face out there. The general public doesn't realize it costs thousands of dollars to put together one project.
Right.
Unless you have a studio at home. And then you force that person to not work with other people because they can't afford it, because you won't pay for their music, so they have to do everything at home. You know, I think that we would be a stronger force if we had a united front. If we raise it as the industry. The industry is one front. We need to be one united front and work with each other and support each other. You know, if all the radio stations work together and all the instrumentalists work together, all the vocalists work together, then we would have this united front, and people would understand that while we may not have a label behind us, we are a viable force, which means quality music, and it's worth the money and worth the time. And I think if we came together like that, that would help. And I want to encourage any other independent artists out there that are struggling, be realistic in your struggle. I would love to do this full time, but, you know, I'm kind of snobbish. I like eating with the light going, so that means I have to work, you know. Because of that, you don't have to hold down a job for a little while, and there's nothing wrong with that. You are not being a sellout. You are not diminishing from your art. You're not being a sellout if you go with a label. Just be realistic with your art, and if you're realistic with your art, you can stay in touch with it. You can stay in love with what you do and not let the business smother the love. That's all I wanted to share this morning.
No, and I appreciate it, and those definitely words of wisdom, you know, and I agree with you. I think that that's why I decided to come up with this concept, you know, Neil, that, you know, of trying to build a movement. And I guess maybe when I talked about, you know, a small fee as membership, you know, people think that I'm, you know, I will provide something for you if you're a part of it. I am so loyal. I am so loyal, especially to those that are loyal to me, you know, and it's like I'm providing you a platform, whether it's to post out about you on the social networks, whether it's to write about you on my blog, to have you on my radio show. I provide you that if you're a part of the movement. I don't work for a dollar. I don't work for $5. But if you're a part of the movement, I will put in work, and I'm committed to you because you're committed to what I'm trying to build. But the thing is, it's not trying to build something for Flava. It's about trying to build something for, you know, the movement, for the people that are a part of it. Because as I've had conversations like with DeLon, you know, that, you know, everything costs money, whether it, like you say, it's to get into a studio right now that costs $50 an hour to finalize some recordings and pay to have, you know, your recordings mixed and mastered, whether it's to have something, you know, registered and uploaded to CD Baby or someplace to sell it, whether it is, you know, to get your, you know, book proofwritten, you know, by a professional proofreader and editor. You know, I mean, everything costs money in a sense. And so, you know, my whole goal or my whole dream is, honestly, is to have this Artist Grant Foundation through Flava News to be able to have artists, you know, apply for a grant, you know, to help them with their project, you know, because so many, you know, miss out on opportunities just because of not having finances, but it deserves to be, you know, put out there and blown into existence, you know. So, but sometimes I don't know if it's, I'm just not using the right words or whatever to get people to kind of understand. If we come together, if half of the people that were, for instance, just on my Facebook gave a dollar, you know, that's $1,500 that could go towards helping, you know, and creating. We could be coming down there to Houston, Texas, and having a Neo Soldier and a DeLon White on a showcase, you know, down there, you know, on top of being able to bring both of you up here to the Pacific Northwest to be involved with a showcase up here. You know, if we had some finances to work with, then that will give you, you know, exposure, you know, in front of new people that will absolutely love the work that you do, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm such a dreamer. Maybe I am just such a dreamer, you know. But I just want a kumbaya with a bunch of you, you know. I really do, and I agree with you. If we came together and we created something together, we could be even more powerful than some of these mainstream entities out there.
Because, and you're not being a dreamer. It's not, this all comes down to what's it worth to you. And that's really what you're asking every person, what's it worth to you. Now, $2-3 a month is not a lot. I'm on Blog Talk. Blog Talk is not free. It's only free if you want to do it for 30 minutes. So it's worth it for us to invest in it. So therefore, we're paying money to get it out there. If they were to go to any label artists and join their fan club or join their special page, like Prince has a special page, and yeah, you pay for your music, but you pay for the rest of it and you pay to be a part of it. So it's a matter of what it's worth to that person.
Right.
You know, but we, like I said, we as artists, we have to get out of that independent mindset. Everything can't be about you. And at the same time, if you are going to be in a mindset of it only being about you, then invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Go ahead and pay the sign-up fee, pay the membership, pay to be on a website, pay to do whatever you need to do. Nothing's going to come to you for free. The gift you have isn't free. I mean, Jesus paid for that gift too. So nothing you have is free. You need to go ahead and realize that it's worth more than you just saying, hey, I've got a great album, somebody give me some money. You need to make it worth my while. So I don't think you're being a dreamer at all. You just need to expand, you know, our days, get out a little bit past the actual artist into the patrons and get the John Q Pub and let them hear what we have to hear. I've learned that in working with this radio station. Most of my base are artists, and when I started branching out more towards people who just appreciate the art, you get a little more support. So, you know, I want to encourage you to hang in there. I know it's frustrating, and, you know, you want, sometimes I just want to, you know, go and start collecting stamps instead, you know.
Well, you know, my business partner, J.B. Black Sacks, was like, you know, Flav, let's just go for a ride. I want you to hear some music. And, you know, I'm like, okay, that's cool. The weather's nice. You know, I'm off for going for a ride and listening to some music. And then next thing you know, and I'm like, you know, can we really drink or go out and do anything? I said, you know, can we go have a drink? Because I'm like, I'm absolutely, my daddy so settled. So we went and had a drink at a jazz club. It was so cool. And, you know, we were trying to talk business, and that just wasn't happening because the music was too loud.
Right.
Which it should have been, you know, because the focus was hearing the jazz artist. Then we decided to walk down the street to hear some hip-hop artists, and it was just the best for me. It was so funny because when I walked into the club where the hip-hop artists were, it was like, Lady Flava's in the house, Flava News. I was like, oh, alrighty. All the hip-hop artists knew me, which is kind of interesting. But it was fun, and it was like I was there as Lady Flava, but I wasn't there, like, as a business person. I was just there to enjoy. And it was so amazing for me. And it was like, you know what, Flava, this is why you do this. This is why you do what you do, because of artists like this that just create from their heart and passion. And I think that's something that I need to remember, Neil and Delon, is that I need to stop sometimes and actually really enjoy the artist that I believe in. You know, or enjoy the art, you know, because I think that I've been in business mindset so much in what it is that I'm doing that sometimes I forget to stop and smell the roses, you know?
Well, I don't think that you lose focus. I mean, I think that, you know, for every moment that you want to listen to some great music, you realize there's 20 other things behind that song that you either were part of or connected to it, or someone else had something. You know what I mean? There's so much business behind this stuff, you know. And I even forget sometimes. It's like, I get a lot of compliments from my singing, but so what? You know, it's like, what am I doing on the back end to make these things happen, you know, for myself? You know?
Right. No, and I appreciate that, but, you know, and I appreciate both of you, you know, calling in and chiming into what I'm talking about, and I'm really okay if somebody says, you know what, Flava, you are so off track, you know, because, you know, sometimes I know I need to be brought back down to earth, you know, or whatever, you know, and I've had some tough conversations this past week with people that are doing things larger, and, you know, I mean, you know, one of them said, you need to be financially healthy before you can financially help others. And I really thought about that statement, and I'm like, my financial needs as a person and individual are met.
Mm-hmm.
My financial needs to grow Flava News are not met. My financial, you know, desires to help others is not there, you know. And so that was an interesting statement to me. Yet I can say to any of you as an artist, have a financial, you know, fund that you pull from that does not take away from taking care of your everyday living expenses. I can tell an artist that, right? And, you know, but for me, you know, I will, like I said earlier, you know, I'll purchase art when I have the capability, you know, and because I do, if I say that, you know, we need to financially support projects, I need to too. Even though I'm one who can, you know, provide a platform for the artist to be heard or seen, I too believe in financially supporting. So it's a matter of practicing what I preach. But I do understand why he said that to me. You know, like, you have to have something to work from to be able to grow it. You have to be able to be in a position where you're not stressed out, you know, and robbing Peter to pay Paul for your own personal living expenses to then trying to build what it is that you're trying to build, you know. And then, you know, being told, be more strategic, you know, about how you go about doing it. Okay, what does that mean, you know? You know, so I love having these hard conversations. I love having these supportive conversations. I believe that you need to give support to get support. I do. I have supported plenty of people who have not turned around and supported me. You know, but I have at the same time supported some people that have turned around. And, you know, even with the gentleman from the East Coast that called me, you know, I show support to their projects. And so, you know, in turn, now I get to have those conversations with them, you know, because they acknowledge the fact that I have shown support to their projects. And so, you know, I just do. I just I think that we need to come together and just support each other, you know, and it's just like, you know, when we talk about we don't want certain things to happen in our communities or we want things better and different for our children, you know, we need to be active in creating those scenarios that makes the community stronger, that allows our children to feel safe and to get the education and support that they deserve. You know, and so we need to be active in those things that we say that, you know, this world needs. And so, I don't know, you know, it's just, it doesn't mean that I give up. It doesn't mean, you know, I just like to process out loud and then to have conversations like this, you know, with you, Neil, and Dahlon, you know, because I think that when you can process out loud and people hear the conversations and, you know, maybe they'll get it. You know, maybe they'll just get it. And
yeah.
So it's kind of funny.
Right.
Exactly. But, you know. So, and I appreciate what it is that you do, you know, because you also provide that platform, you know, for artists to be heard and to be supportive. And you're an absolutely amazing talent in your own right, you know, as a singer and as a spoken word artist and all that you do, you know. And it's so funny that you and Dahlon are on call into the show because both of you are out of Houston right now. But
really?
So shout out to Houston, Texas.
Shout out to Houston. I need to know Dahlon. I don't know Dahlon.
Yeah, I'm right here in Ape Town and off of Alameda Genoa.
Alameda?
Okay, so you know what, Dahlon?
Oh, you're right up the street. You're right up the street. And I'm on 2361.
So, Dahlon?
Yes.
So you know what you need to do, right?
I need to wake up.
So, Dahlon?
Yeah,
so, Dahlon?
Yes.
Dahlon, can you sing for me?
Oh, Lord, I knew it was
so
coming.
Can you sing for me so that Neil Soldier can hear you?
There you go.
Okay. I'll just go off the top. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I thank you, Lady Flavor, for all that you do for Charlie. Cause it's not easy. So I thank you.
So Dahlon, so when are you going to sing me an intro for my show? I think I really need an intro for singles. You know, you've got that lovely recording, you know, equipment down there, you know, at your house. And I really think you need to make me an intro for Seasoned Souls.
Okay.
I think you
just inbox me with what you want on it, and I'll try to work something out.
I love my Houston, Texas people. My Houston, Texas
right.
People.
Okay. You know what, though? You know, I get a kick out of it, but it warms my heart when I have people, you know, say, you know, hey, we love your talent and stuff. You know, I had to sing at work this past weekend. Actually, the last Saturday I was at work, and they had an employee appreciation thing. And I was going down there, downstairs, just get my plate. I had no idea they had the karaoke set up and all this other stuff. And as soon as they saw me, I had people grabbing at me and saying, oh, you got to sing and blah, 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 you know. But, you know, that's, you know, again, that warms my heart and lets me know that I have something to offer, you know.
Definitely. Well, you do have something to offer, Dahlon. You know, not very many can hit those notes like you can hit. You don't hear, you know, people that can sing falsettos, you know, much. And so it's just like, oh, righty, yeah. The first time I ever heard you sing or heard Happy Home, it was like, oh, my goodness. Like, yeah. So I'm extremely grateful, you know, that you're so supportive, you know, of what I'm trying to build. you know, Delon, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, an artist such as yourself, you know, because, you know, you're deserving to be heard and experienced. And, you know, Neo Soldier, I mean, the way that you can blend your voice and vocals and singing to that of, you know, spoken word is just something pretty special. You know, you're an amazing, you know, a talent that, and storyteller that is just, you know, I mean, I'm just blessed. And, you know, I'm blessed, and this is why I do what I do. This is why I get frustrated. You know, this is why I try to build something, because you guys deserve to be out there. You know, you just, the world needs to experience you. You know, I mean, art saves lives. I really believe that. I believe art saves lives.
That is very true. That's very true. I had a quick story. I had a lady come to me. I gave her my CD, and, you know, there's a piece on there called Life in the Key of Relativity. And she told me a story about how her son died probably, and I know it was at least 10 years ago. And I watched her pass on the way home from work. She would cry almost every single day because he died suddenly, and she thought he just wasn't feeling well and he died in her home.
Mm-hmm.
She came and told me, she said, you know, listen to your CD, and I listened to that piece, Life in the Key of Relativity. She said, I want you to know I slept last night for the first time all the way through since he died. You know, so our art does have viable healing and nurturing. And, I mean, it's an incredible gift. This one's for artists. Don't get frustrated at the business. Don't lose your love for it. Don't let it become total business to you, because what's in comes out of it. And if you get bitter about it, it's going to show through your business. You know, continue to love it, because it's going to touch somebody, and you have to have that mindset. You know, if I never sold another CD, if it helped her, then it was worth all the time I spent in the studio shooting.
Sure.
So, and that is the mindset you have to have. But you say it first, we're going to be heard. We will be heard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I will always fight the fight. I think it's just in me. I think it is just in me, and my daddy tells me all the time, Susan, this is your ministry. Your ministry is to work with artists, you know, and I'm just going to, you know, keep plugging along, keep trying to figure this out and, you know, explore new ways of putting together things to, you know, hopefully open up opportunities, you know, for artists to step through and to be able to gain more exposure and consumers and fans and all of that. And so I love doing this. And even, you know, but I do need to step back and smell the roses. I do need to just sit and just appreciate, you know, the amazing talents that I am meeting and that I'm associated with. And just for the talent of it, you know, and sometimes just not having to do, you know, with the business and all of that. So we've got about like 30 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to jump back in and play some more great music. But I thank both of you so much for calling into the show. I value both of you, you know, and I appreciate your support, you know, of what I'm trying to build here and, you know, letting me know I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
All right, my friends, thank you so much.
All right, hit me up on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll do the live. You the same.
Okay.
All righty. All right. I am so very grateful. I am so very grateful to those that, you know, pay attention to Flava News and show their support. You know, call into the shows, open up dialogues, you know, to, you know, talk about these tough, you know, topics. I mean, because it's not an easy industry to be a part of. You know, whether you are the creative soul or whether you are, you know, the ones, you know, paying attention. I do think that we should be aware of what the fans need from us to capture their attention, you know, because they're the consumers of the art. Sometimes you can get other artists to, you know, get involved financially in supporting a show or a product or project, you know, and I think we need to really pay attention, you know, what it is that they need from us, for them to step up and get involved. So thank you so much, Neil Soldier and DeLon White, for joining me in conversation today. But I'm going to jump into some more music, and I'm going to take you over to the UK and play my girl Jolene, and this is called Maze.
We're all Made me believe again. I love.
great day here at Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played today. I hope you got something out of the conversation that I had with DeLon White and Neo Soldier. It's always great, you know, when I'm not just talking, you know, by myself. I enjoy conversations with others, and I like having challenging conversations. I think that's where growth can really come from. There's nothing better, though, you know, to talk with somebody who seems to get what it is that you're thinking and feeling. And, you know, I think that's really, really important. You know, pay attention to who you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and, you know, try to find the best way to do it well. And, you know, I just encourage you, you know, to really, really, you know, look at those things when you're a part of this industry, you know, that it makes sense and that it works, you know, at least it works for you. And so that's what I've been doing, is spending some time just kind of reflecting, trying to figure out, always, I'm always trying to figure out how to do this bigger and better in a sense. So thank you for allowing me to process that with you. So in this last set, I played Jolene out of the UK, her piece called Maze. Then Anthony David with his piece, Control Freak, and closing out that set with Veronique out of Washington, D.C., with Playground. Now I want to play a piece, one of the newer artists that became a part of the Flavor News movement between from Top Notch Marketing, and this is John Michael, and this piece is called She Played With My Mind.
My mind. Try to give her real love, she don't want that. Man, her heart's so cold, wish I knew that. Anybody that smiles so good, gotta be hiding something so hood, cause she's so hood. Never really ever met a match in my life. She like fire, got the fuck damn right. Mood swings, fueled by the green, no time for a ring. But she tryna be down with
she
the king.
She playing with my mind. Everything that I had, she took everything. but you came and saved the day.
And a third chance, and I don't know why.
watch you. I'm not gonna watch you. You're a big boy now. I'm feeling the fear of going in it. Closing my eyes and letting the ride lift me off the planet. I don't know the future, I can't change the past. But we're getting real, it's getting scary. But that's the only way it's gonna last. And I still don't know why you didn't run and hide. Like a Jedi master, you changed my mind. And now I'm falling for the first time.
Another Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to the show live today, to those that come back and check out the archives. You've made this the most popular show that I do here on Flavor News Radio, and I love and appreciate you for that. I want to thank Neil Soldier and DeLon White, both out of Houston, Texas, for calling into the show today and sharing their thoughts and about how we can best support each other and what I do here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. It's all about supporting some great, great talents from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, Seattle, Washington, to across the United States and even around the globe. In that last set, I played John Michael with She Plays With My Mind, took you over to Poland and played Far Away by GTC, and then closed out today's set with Honeybee La Rochelle out of Vancouver, Canada, with her piece, The Yes Feeling, which is actually the title track to her brand new CD that she actually released over in the UK. So take care. God bless. We meet here every Saturday for some great music, good conversation, and I really encourage you as artists to call in and begin to speak about yourself, who you are and what you do, and if you've got any projects. So keep that in mind and come back and join us here at the Coffee House every Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good times, good music, good conversation. Take care, God bless, and have a great, great day.